When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey friends, welcome to WrestleBuddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast filled with wrestling, friendship, and wrestling with friendship. I'm your host, 40 over 40 Matt Offering. With me as always is Chris Hayner. Hi, Chris.
Matt, why do you do that so fast every single time?
Hey.
Like the branding of our podcast should be important enough that we just don't Roadrunner RS.
Hi, friends. Welcome to WrestleBuddies.
All right, come on.
Game
Hi, friends. Welcome to WrestleBuddies, GameSpot's premier podcast for wrestling stuff.
Podcast.
Join the Dark Order, Matt. Join DarkOrder.com. I'm
your host.
Oh, God.
40 over 40, Matt Elfring.
The way you're talking, it sounds like you're 80
with me,
over 80.
As always, is Chris E. Hayner. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Matt.
Nailed it.
Join the Dark Order. JoinDarkOrder.com. I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm yawning. This room is making me so tired.
Well, we've been held captive in here for days on end. By held captive, I mean we're leaving constantly for wrestling things.
And then we're just back here.
And then we just come back here. Last night, we were supposed to go out with people after WrestleMania, and instead it was like, well, it's 12:30. It's bedtime.
Yeah, and then I slept until 9:30.
I slept until about 8:30, but I just played on my phone for an hour.
Yeah.
We get to go home tomorrow. I'm very excited. Very excited about that. Roughly 24 hours from now, I will be home.
24 hours from now, I will be getting on a Uber car.
Ooh la la.
To the airport.
Uber la la.
Where I will sit in an airport for 3 hours because I booked a later flight.
I'm saying, you can cut this out of the podcast. I'm saying this now because you will be
Now you're telling me to cut things out when I just don't want to cut anything out of this podcast. Oh, right, no.
Remind me after we're done recording.
Hey, night two of WrestleMania happened, Chris. We sure were there.
We were there. Matt, I had so much fun.
So did I. I mean, it doesn't sound like it. I had I laughed. I didn't cry, but I did laugh a lot.
And you hurled.
I did not hurl.
That's just the Wayne's World thing. You'll laugh. You'll cry.
Or you'll hurl. You'll hurl. Nuprin. Little. Yellow. Different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was first of all, I have many thoughts. Tonight, WrestleMania, as someone attending WrestleMania, for it. Does it cost more for people who are buying tickets? Absolutely, because you have to buy a ticket for each night. This isn't a Harry Potter and the Cursed Child situation where you buy one ticket for both shows. This is two individual events,
but
two much more digestible events where you're not that. Like, the last time we went to Mania together was in New York.
Yes.
New York.
Yeah.
And it was over at like 1 a.m.
It was a nightmare.
And then, getting out of that parking lot of the, was it the Jets Stadium or the Giants Stadium? One of them.
Jets Stadium,
Was an absolute nightmare.
Getting out of AT&T Stadium was a long walk to get to an area where Ubers could pick you up. Mm-hmm. But actually, we got home pretty quickly last night compared to night. Night one took a while to get back.
Yeah, that one, there was a lot of trafficy nonsense.
But this one, we got back pretty quickly. It was like 40 minutes to the hotel.
And we only almost died a bunch of times because our driver was crazy.
Last night's driver or night one's driver?
I think last night's driver was crazy.
I think they were both a little.
Both a little nuts.
Dallas people.
Not crazy. They're very, very aggressive drivers.
Aggressive driving. We stayed on a corner for like 20 minutes and watched people watched a car accident happen.
We saw a car accident. We saw people just trying to deny the realities of a road being closed and turning onto it and then just sitting there not knowing what to do while cops were like, what are you doing?
It's barricaded off. the left turn lane says you can't turn left and is also closed. Barricaded.
It's barricaded and closed and has a sign that says no left turns. And yet people are still trying to turn left into a left, into a road that is also barricaded off. And there's cops are being like, you can't do this.
And it's open just for cops to get through.
With WWE buses.
WWE buses. That's all. Yeah.
It was a whole thing. It was a whole thing.
Let's talk about matches instead of us just hanging out on the corner, man. Like a bunch of weirdos.
Show started off hot. With the Rated RK Bro versus Shoosh versus the Street Profits. Alpha Academy.
Alpha Academy, yes.
Versus the Street Profits. And that match was dope. First of all, you mentioned something in the review of the show, which you can all go read right now on GameSpot.com, that a lot of this match felt like a showcase, even though they didn't win, for the Street Profits.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah, it felt like, here's the Street Profits, here's what great things they can do. Also, at the end of the tail end of everything, when Gabe Stevenson came out, Shorty S., It was a showcase for Chad Gable. It's gonna be a battle of the Gables.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing. That's where we're going.
Someone was like, maybe they'll just change his name. He'll become Chad Alpha. And I was like, that sounds terrible.
Maybe just let them have names that are similar. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Poor Michael Cole. Not even his name. Sean Cole Hart.
Michael Cole, is it Michael Cole?
I believe
name?
It is Sean Colehart.
Hold on a minute.
But when Shawn Michaels came around, they changed it to Michael Cole. You can't have two Shawns.
Shawn Michaels came around before Michael Cole.
I don't, no. No, he was
Shawn Michael Colehart.
Yes.
Which is weird because isn't Shawn Michaels' name Shawn Michael Hickenbottom?
Also, Shawn Michaels was well before Michael Cole.
Yeah, but you were like, when Shawn Michaels came
around,
Michael Cole had to change his name.
I had that back. I'm so tired. Michael Cole was here, and then they're like, it doesn't matter.
None of this matters. Let's talk. RK-Bro retained the titles, and I didn't think that was going to happen. I thought they would tease the split up. I was genuinely shocked by how over they were with the crowd. That's what a lot of this weekend has been for me, like being surprised by how over people are.
It's culture shock.
Because I'm like, oh, these people I am not all that interested in are really popular.
I knew people.
I'm counterculture.
I knew people liked Matt Riddle. I mean, I know.
For better or worse.
But like hearing pops for like Randy Orton doing the same things he's been doing for 20 years, like, oh, we're still into that.
And I will say I really enjoyed Riddle essentially doing the Mizdow thing where he was just mimicking Randy Orton's moves next to Randy Orton.
Yes.
Like they both did the apron drape DDT. They both did the turnaround and drop to pound the ground thing. Like, it was all very good. That was a really fun match and a really good way to kick off
this. Very solid. Next, I don't remember. Last night is a blur to me. I should probably have the match card open. We're going to say next was... I need to check my phone.
I'll be honest with you, Matt. I don't remember what happened on WrestleMania. Next up, the Bibbly Lishly versus the Giant Omos. Bobby Lashley versus Omos.
There's a reason I don't remember this.
It was fine. Like, it was exactly what you thought it was going to be, for better or worse. Lashley won. Thank Christ Lashley won.
Oh, God. Imagine.
And is seemingly a babyface now, I think.
I guess.
Because Omos is kind of a heel.
Why is Omos a heel? Because he's a big guy?
Well, he's also just kind of mean.
But, like, everybody's mean in WWE. Everybody's mean in WWE.
Not Bobby Lashley.
He's a nice boy.
Sweetheart
Bobby Lashley. I mean, yeah, this was exactly as I expected. I didn't expect Omos to take bumps. He took a few bumps.
He took the worst looking bumps.
They were bad. That was the worst spear.
He falls down, but it doesn't look like he's hurt or anything. He doesn't have the face. Again, we've talked about this before. Omos is just, he's very green. He's very, very green, and it's noticeable.
And he's on WrestleMania's card.
In a single spot, like a spotlight singles match.
Yeah. I feel like a
multiple person tag thing.
And let's move forward. Johnny Knoxville, Sami Zayn, one of the two matches of the night.
I would call this the match of the night.
This is the match of the night.
This is the match of the night. I don't care what Mr. 19 Stars has to say about it.
Listen, I've said this on the Twitters. If you didn't enjoy this, take the stick out your butt, because y'all stick butt.
You did say that.
I did say that on the Twitters.
I believe the way I termed it in the review was it was like Jackass meets Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
It felt like Looney Tunes. Felt like there was a gigantic mousetrap, Matt. A giant cartoony mousetrap. There was a table filled with mousetraps.
Giant hand that they've used in another. Well, they're probably not the same one, but the giant hand from you've seen in Jackass movies.
They made a groin kicking machine. Yeah. And use it to kick Sami Zayn in the groin.
And both the machines that they had didn't work incredibly well. And no, that's kind of what I loved about it.
Made it work so well. The fact that they were so janky is what made it so adorable. Mm-hmm. And you know, true to what we all expected, Knoxville took a pounding.
Yes.
And the Jackass crew got involved. Party Boy got in there just to strip and dance. Wee Man gave the Wee Man Slam.
Oh, is that what we're calling it now?
That's what I'm calling it.
Okay.
The Wee Man Slam.
Steve-O, not present.
Steve-O, not present. He might be off on tour or something. Who knows?
I just found that weird.
Oh, he wasn't at Royal Rumble either, but it was because he tested positive for COVID. Mm-hmm. I don't know about this.
Maybe he's got the COVIDs again.
I probably not.
Maybe that's why I'm so tired. We all got the COVIDs.
Oh, Matt, don't say that before we get on flights. That's terrible. But all in all, like that, the match was so, so fun. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun. And the other Jackasses got involved. I've never heard a crowd have more heat toward a wrestler, like heel heat, than when Sami Zayn kicked Wee Man in the face, gave him a Luva kick.
Here's the thing about the audience for WrestleMania audience for this match. They were like, so on board.
They were with it every single I'm yawning.
I know.
They were with it every single step of the way. Like, the crowd was so into this. And the press box was so into this, Matt.
Like, surprisingly.
The press box was freaking out the entire time. And I didn't expect that. I did not.
Because
the press box is filled with a lot of quote-unquote wrestling journalists, dirt sheet type. Probably not many dirt sheet types.
But not too many dirt sheet
types. A lot of people who are of the wrestling journalism profession.
And we have these wonderfully proper, very nice gentlemen from BT Sport next to us, also cracking the hell up. And I wasn't expecting that from them. They're fine journalists.
The Sports Kita guys were really into it, it looked like, too.
Yes, they were.
Which, like, good. Because it was good. It was spectacle. This is WrestleMania. It was spectacle.
It's also a nice breather between very serious matches over the course of the evening.
Yeah, very serious matches like Bobby Lashley versus the Giant Omos.
You know what I mean, though? Like, the card is mostly heated feuds.
Yeah.
It's very serious wrestling.
Yeah.
I say very serious wrestling. We're talking about WWE. WWE's brand of wrestling. Next up is the Women's Tag Team Championship, Queen Zelina and Carmella versus Sasha Banks and Naomi versus Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan versus Natalya and Shayna Baszler. Oh, I'm so happy for Naomi.
Natalya and Shayna Baszler felt like kind of an afterthought throughout this match.
I don't remember any of the spots.
I forgot they were in it until right now.
Well, they did the heart attack at one, but like that's it.
Yeah, it's... Matt, you and I discussed this yesterday. I love the sort of scrambly, chaotic tag match with
multiple
teams, and you hate it.
I hate it.
So I love the triple threat earlier on, and I love this, but this one was a bit more disorganized because the teams weren't well defined. Like Rhea and Liv aesthetically make sense to me. It's a big, it's a giant and a little person. It's they have a very similar visual presentation. So like that made sense to me. Mm. We got to see Liv do her little bunny hop, as Rhea calls it, when her pyro went off.
Yeah.
Naomi and Sasha make a lot of sense to me. Natty and Shayna do not.
There's nothing there.
There's nothing there. And the Carmella Queen Zelina thing never really made sense to me.
They're both heels.
And that's the entire story. They didn't really mesh as characters.
Naomi and Sasha kind of make sense in the fact that they're flashy.
They're flashy. They glow, baby. They glow,
but there's not much else there. But I'm very happy, like, Naomi has a title.
Also,
again.
Also, they pulled out some really cool tag team moves. Like at one point, who was it? Was it Naomi and Sasha where one of them got them up in like a glam? Oh, I think Naomi got someone up in a glam slam type hold, and then Sasha came in with a code breaker.
Yes, that was fantastic.
Looked so good, like it looked dope. So I was very into that. What was up after that, Matt?
Edge versus AJ Styles, and two old men beat the hell out of each other. I say old men, but they're not much older than us.
No.
Yeah.
I love Edge's new presentation.
Dude, that very brood Undertaker, dark, like, I am
decided his new name is The Edgertaker.
I'm not so much in on that, but that's fine.
Why not? It's a great name.
I'm in on Damian Priest being his buddy now. AJ Styles, like, they both look great. There's some kind of, it was slow, brooding.
It started out, it started out very slow, and the audience was kind of quiet, but then it built, and it built, and it built.
But that was the whole point of the match.
That was the point of the match.
It was vicious, man. It was brutal.
Like, oh, my God, it was very brutal. I was very invested in it by the end, and the way Edge got the win, okay, like I wasn't blown up. Like, I was like, this finish, it felt like something easily could have happened on Raw,
because it was like it's like Damian Priest is the distraction by standing there,
but I do understand AJ going for thing being like, oh, what the, like, that would be a distraction. But yeah, it was good. The finish was fine, but the match was really
match is good.
And it solidified the idea, the finish and the post match with the two of them, the Edge and Damian, the Punishment Priest, Martinez standing side by side. Like, it solidified, like, oh, Edge isn't going away after this WrestleMania.
Thank God.
Like, usually Edge goes away after WrestleMania for a while, but like, it looks like he's going to stick around and build this new.
He's evolving his character even more for where he's at, which is fantastic.
As he should. Bro. As everyone should. It's important to evolve the character.
You don't want to stay Charlotte Flair forever?
Diamonds are forever, and evidently so is Charlotte Flair.
Hey, next up is the New Day versus Sheamus and Team Snatch.
And it's over.
And it's over. Yeah, there we go.
Moving on.
Well, hold on a second. Where'd it go? And it's done.
I looked. It was clocked. It clocked in at 1:40. Are you telling me they couldn't fit that in night one? Like... Also, there was a lot happening that could have just had some time cut out throughout the night.
I mean, aside from the video packages and Vince pretending to punt a football into the audience for about 40 minutes, I believe. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. So in this match, Butch, also formerly known as Pete Dunne, spent a lot of time...
Nope. He's always been Butch.
He's always Butch?
Yep.
Okay. All right. He's always been Butch.
Always been Butch since the dawn of time.
New 007 movie. Always been Butch. He spent time running around the ring, trying to distract and hit people. Sheamus had to pull him away like a rabid dog, like, or a dog trying to, like a chihuahua trying to attack a neighbor. It was dumb. I didn't like it. I loved Kofi and Xavier's outfits for the evening, paying tribute to Big E, who was hurt. Yep. But nothing about this match made sense.
I want them to give Sheamus and the Snatch Gang a new song that's not the Sheamus theme song.
He needs something new.
Yeah.
Or like, I mean, because we're in the middle of, like, Sheamus had an evolution with his character, but it's still Sheamus once the entrance is done. Fella!
Anyway, the Snatch sucks. Gang won.
Next up, we go up to probably the biggest roller coaster match of the night per way of quality.
Made me tired.
Pat McAfee versus Austin Theory.
Pat McAfee versus Austin Theory, yes.
McAfee. McAfee. I said it right. No, McAfee. There we go. I can't say it anymore. I can't even do the joke anymore, Chris. I'm so tired.
It's not his name.
So the match between them was fine.
It was good.
It was good.
Yeah.
The crowd was into it. Like,
oh my God.
Great spots.
Like, is any... like. Pat McAfee might be one of the most over people on earth at this point. It was really
in WWE, 100%.
He had the White Stripes song, like the crowd was singing along with it the entire time, like everything.
About they were
it.
Singing along 30 minutes after Mania ended.
Yeah,
you could hear it from like the people still kind of like in the concourse area.
Yeah, And I'm willing to bet they were doing it in the parking lot, too.
Oh, I'm sure. We got to see Pat doing commentary and beating up Boston at the same time.
That was very fun.
One of my favorite moments of WrestleMania. Yeah. And then Pat won.
He won with a roll-up when Austin, in theory, went for the A-Town Down or the ATL or... That move has had a couple of different names.
Then Vince McMahon came to the ring and then had a match.
Match. No. Bell to bell.
It was a bell to bell.
Matt, we watched this weekend Stone Cold Steve Austin and Vince McMahon matches live.
Possibly both their last matches.
Probably both their last matches. And they both went over.
Yeah.
Like, I will say this. It was a little hard for me to suspend belief when it came to Vince beating the snot out of Pat McAfee.
After Pat beat Austin Theory. Yeah.
Pat beat Austin Theory and then got beaten up by a 76-year-old man.
And was just like Vince threw a few punches here and there, and that was about it.
Clotheslines. He was clotheslining fools.
Yeah, and then Austin hit Pat's groin against the
he did the old post. pull out your legs around the ring post and hit you right in the groin.
And it was weirdly long and slow and not good. I know Vince McMahon is an older gentleman. His wrestling days are essentially behind him. It was not great.
He still pulled out the black tank top.
He did. That was nice.
That muscly tank top.
Then after that, Stone Cold showed up again.
The glass breaks. Here comes Austin walking to the ring instead, not riding the ATV to the ring.
But the leg braces were on.
He comes to the ring. He stuns Theory.
Theory takes it so well.
Theory like flip flops around the ring like a fish out of water before falling to the outside. Looked great. And then he teases stunning Vince. They instead share a beer, and then he stuns Vince in what is 100% the absolute worst Stone Cold Stunner any of us have ever seen.
But also, to me, the best Stone Cold Stunner.
Vince fell from the kick to the gut, and then got up, and then stumbled backwards against the ropes, and then Austin just grabbed him and sort of like, come on, little guy, we got this, and then gave him the worst stunner. And it was delightful because, like, Austin was cackling the entire time, laughing his ass off. And then Pat McAfee also got a stunner, very entertaining. Mm-hmm. He did the pop straight up and stand out until you fall backwards while beer was just shooting out his mouth the entire time.
And then we got this is your actual favorite moment.
Yeah.
So the scene is kind of ending, and then they kind of cut back to the ringside, and you see Pat on the ground,
still passed out from the stunner,
holding a beer, pouring
it into his mouth.
Dude, it was the funniest thing. Like, I was dying.
It was the great. It was so good. That was, and the crowd ate it up, dude.
Of course.
And it just went to show, like, Pat McAfee gets it. Like, he gets it. And then we had the main event, Roman versus Brock,
which, man, people, I got yelled at for giving it such a high score.
It was great.
Yeah.
Wait, who yelled at you for giving it a high score?
Someone said it was like one of their worst matches together. And I'm like, well,
I disagree.
I also think that they might be subscribing to someone else's opinion on the internet who said it was just trading finishers for 20 minutes or whatever. It was a good match.
It was a good match between those two. And dare I say, the final spear, the spear that put Brock away, is one of the best looking, one of the best, most impressive spears Roman has delivered. Like, it looked like it hurt.
We also got a Brock Lesnar match that was longer than 5 minutes.
Yeah, they went, I think, 13, maybe.
Maybe longer. I don't. It was great.
I enjoyed it.
I really liked it. I really liked the outcome. I think Roman as a unified champion makes sense. No offense to Brock. I don't want Brock. I don't want a babyface like super champion at this point.
Especially one who's a part timer. He's not here a lot.
Exactly.
And I will say this. I saw a lot of people complaining, like, well, The Rock didn't even come out. Blah, blah, blah. Like, no, that's not what they were doing. This was just the end of the show.
You don't need it. Remember last time The Rock came out, it was Royal Rumble and everybody booed everybody. That was a weird time for Roman where no one wanted him as a face character.
Besides, they have a year to start building up Rock versus Roman if that's what they're going to do at the next WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That's a long time. They're fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Anyways, that's night two. We did it.
It was great. We got one more show to get through, Matt. We got Raw after Mania tonight. Cody's going to have a live mic, brother.
We
got
to record one more podcast.
We have several meetings.
And our door is closing.
And our door is closing. And we got to find food at some point. We're doing good. We're doing good. We're in the very, very last bit of the home stretch of WrestleMania week.
Yes.
We fly home tomorrow to see our loved ones.
Yes.
You go home to your lovely family. I go home to Lord Pumpernickel. And we both go home to nap.
So much napping.
Dude, I can't wait to sleep in my bed on my pillow.
I'm pumped for that. I'm pumped to play PlayStation 5.
Oh my God. I wanna get back into some too. We still need to get a GM mode going on Twitch.
We've been talking about that. We've just been too busy.
Yeah.
I'm also trying to fill it out so we have enough. It's only creator wrestlers.
Well, and as you know, we've come up with some this weekend, which will be good.
I don't remember any of them.
Remember, I came up with one yesterday. It's WrestleMan.
Oh, that's right. It's WrestleMania shirt.
WrestleMania logo, but with the IA crossed out. He's WrestleMan.
I think I came up with like audience members as wrestlers. Oh, people from Ready to Rumble. That's who I wanted to make.
Oh, yeah. We want to do.
It was a cowboy guy. The guy who's trying out, he thinks he's trying out for the movie Oklahoma. Yeah, he's trying out for wrestling. I'm like, I'm just that guy.
Jimmy the King needs to be in our Fed.
There's someone made him. We got to find that guy.
Okay, we'll find him. And RoboCop.
That's it for this week. I think Thursday is episode 99.
All right, so that's not it for this weekend. We have to do an episode for this Thursday.
We'll record that
Wednesday.
I'll do intros and outros on my own on Wednesday.
Because we have interviews coming for you guys. Yeah, from the wrestlers.
That'll be this week.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff coming.
I'll pound those out. That's it, Chris. Final words.
I will rule you.
All right, let's go to a meeting.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at WrestleBuddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.